You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Andy Euler. We got some economic data from the Labor Department today, and it tells us a little bit more about inflation. In something of a surprise, we learned that the July Producer Price Index declined from June. Now, PPI dropped 0.5%. Analysts had been expecting it to rise 0.2%. So you may be asking yourself, why do you gotta know about PPI? After all, we told you yesterday that inflation was basically flat for July after we got the Consumer Price Index, the CPI numbers. Well, acronyms and economic weeds aside, turns out the PPI might give you a glimpse into what you'll be paying for goods and services in the very near future. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains.
The Producer Price Index tracks the change in prices that businesses charge one another for the inputs that go into making a product you might eventually buy at a store near you, says Gus Fauché. He's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
If producer prices are going up, that means it's more likely that consumer prices are going up.
The market for commodities, especially energy, helps explain why producer prices fell in July for the first time in 2 years, says Charles Lieberman, chief investment officer at Advisors Capital Management.
We've seen that most commodities, they had risen quite dramatically. They're lower now, and that will show up in producer prices.
And ultimately, the prices we consumers pay for everything from food to clothing. This is all a little personal for Leah Brooks. She teaches public policy at George Washington University, and she was, until recently, in the market for a new vehicle.
My husband and I have two cars, and our older car just died a spectacular death and just decided it wasn't going anymore.
With supply chain problems affecting the price of car parts, car makers are paying more and then charging more.
We really needed a car right now. So we were willing to pay the currently inflated price of cars to buy a new car.
A consumer who's less desperate for a particular good or service might not be willing to pay more. So while the Producer Price Index offers useful hints at what's next for consumers, Brooks says it's not a perfect forecast. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
So Lily just told us about the Producer Price Index, the PPI. Well, we want to tell you something about that we learned yesterday from the latest CPI, Consumer Price Index numbers. Turns out over the past 12 months, the cost of housing has gone up by almost 6%. And according to advocates for those experiencing homelessness, that means more people ended up losing their homes. The Department of Housing and Urban Development put out a study a couple of years ago that found that for every $100 a month that rent increases, homelessness rises by 9%. Advocates say they've been seeing that play out over the past few years, that more people have become homeless in part because of rising housing costs. At the same time, law enforcement around the country has been cracking down on tent encampments. Recently, both Missouri and Tennessee passed laws making it illegal to sleep outside on state land. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports that in Tennessee, folks can even be charged with a felony for doing it.
The day Tennessee's new ban on sleeping outside went into effect, Kayla Phillips and Juan Brito moved into their new apartment.
It's beautiful. It's got a fireplace in it. It's in a really nice area, nice setting, and I got trees on a balcony.
Brito and Phillips have been living on the streets in Nashville for years.
We've been in a tent. We were in a tent until July 1st. We moved in here, and now it's, you know what I'm saying?
It's a big weight off, Phillips says, especially now that it's illegal to live in a tent in Tennessee.
I was concerned because I've never been in trouble in my life. And if we would have stayed out there another 30 days, I could have got a Class C felony just for sleeping outside.
A lot of cities all over the country have laws against sleeping outside on public property.
We've been tracking these laws across more than 150 cities.
Eric Tarz is legal director at the National Homelessness Law Center.
Laws criminalizing camping, sleeping, sitting, lying, loitering. Laws criminalizing living in vehicles. All of those have gone up by double or triple digit percentages over the past 10 years.
In cities that are big and small, led by Republicans and Democrats. And now?
Now we are seeing a trend of it not just at the municipal level, but also these new proposals at the state level.
In the last 2 years, legislators in 7 states introduced bills to make it illegal to sleep outside on public property. 6 of them were similar to model legislation from a think tank called the Cicero Institute.
We support bills that make it illegal for people to stay on the street.
Judge Glock is director of policy and research at the Cicero Institute.
The goal, of course, is not to just arrest homeless people. What we try to do is make sure people get off the street and into shelter and services as quickly as possible.
Well, that sounds great, but what kind of tool is arrest?
Paula Foster runs Open Table Nashville, a nonprofit homeless outreach organization. She says even if arresting people isn't the goal, it doesn't help.
If you've got felony convictions on your record, who's going to rent an apartment to you? So instead of helping someone get into housing because you've arrested them for camping, you've made it more difficult for them to get into housing because you've arrested them for camping.
Foster says she would also like to get more people off the streets and into housing and services.
The problem with that is, one, we don't have housing units, and two, services have never been funded to the level they need to be.
Nashville is short at least 15,000 affordable apartments, Foster says, and there aren't nearly enough shelter beds either.
You have about 800 shelter beds available here in Nashville on any given night, 800, maybe 1,000 if you really want to stretch it. But if you've got, you know, up to 20,000 people who are experiencing homelessness, well, there's nowhere for people to go.
Near Knoxville, Tennessee, Chris Taylor at the Tennessee Valley Coalition to End Homelessness says people who had been living in tent encampments in the city have started moving into more rural areas.
We're finding that they've moved either deeper up into the woods or moved to a different location because, you know, they don't want to either get arrested or run out of where they are.
Which makes it harder to get food and services to people, Taylor says. Long term, he and other advocates for the homeless say the solution is to build more affordable housing. In the short term, Diane Yantel at the National Low Income Housing Coalition says states and cities actually have a lot of money right now from the COVID relief packages that they could use to get people into temporary housing.
Moving people to safer alternatives like hotels and motels, which is something that we did during the pandemic and should continue to do, certainly as encampments are growing.
In Nashville, Kayla Phillips and Juan Brito still have a lot of friends living in a big tent encampment in the city.
But the thing is, for how long? I've been hearing through the grapevine, there's homeless people in other counties have already been getting arrested.
People don't know where to go, Brito says, and it can take years to get a voucher for affordable housing. He and Phillips first applied for one 4 years ago. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.